You're listening to the Untaming podcast.
Rewild the Child.
An anthropological,
biological,
cross-cultural,
evolutionary,
and physiological approach to childhood from preconception to adulthood.
Hi, my name is Danielle, and this is 10 Questions in 10 Minutes with the Untaming podcast. I have three children who are 5 years old, 2.5, and 1.5, and I live in Rārangi in Marlborough, the South Island of New Zealand. Let's get started. Number one, what are your five favourite series? Choose just one medium. I chose books. I love books. Books are my life. My first would be, actually these are not in order, The Discovery of Witches. It's also known as the All Souls Trilogy by Deborah Harkness. I really enjoyed this one as a way of escaping my reality of life. The Shadow and Bone Trilogy, The Mortal Instruments by Cassandra Clare, The Wise Child Trilogy by Monica Furlong. This is one of my all-time favourites. It encompasses a lot of rewilding type information. It's great. It's a great series. And my fifth would be something that Emily's recently introduced me to, which is the Outlander series by Diana Gabaldon. I have only read one book, but I have already put it in my top five series because it is amazing. Question number two, what were five favourite series as a child, or would have been if they were around when you were a child? My first would be the Inkheart series by Cornelia Funke, The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis, The Banquo Trilogy by T.K. Roxburgh, A Series of Unfortunate Events by Lemony Snicket. I also really enjoyed the movies for this as a child. And Tomorrow When the War Began series by John Marsden, which I read when I was a little bit older. Question number three, as a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? I really wanted to be in veterinary science. I really wanted to be a vet. I loved animals so much so that it prevented me from choosing that as a career because I felt uncomfortable trying to help the animals without them understanding completely what was happening. So oddly enough, I decided to be a nurse. I am a registered nurse, and I guess that's easier for me because I can explain what's going to happen before it happens. People generally understand. Number four, putting aside all food sensitivities, allergies, and ethical restrictions, what is your dream meal? I love seafood. So an entree of a ginormous seafood platter would be my starting point. And for my main, my partner and I recently watched a documentary about meat and different ways around the world in which they cultivate and harvest meat. And there was this one episode, I think it was in Argentina, where they hand select cattle based on their temperament for the best tasting meat. And that just sounded amazing to me. So I would really like to go to Argentina and have a steak and a glass of red wine in Argentina and try this. In terms of a dessert, I'm not really a big dessert person, maybe just some berries. Number five, there is a natural disaster. All of your family, friends, and animals are safe, but you can only take 3 keepsakes / personal items with you. What are they? I struggled a lot with this question. My first would be my seed container, my seed box, seed bank. Which I know is cheating because that is more than one thing, but I need to be able to grow a garden. So my second item that I would take would be snacks, because we are going to be shifting away from said natural disaster with 3 children. And as anyone with children knows, snacks is a must. Number three, I really don't know. I'm not a big sentimental person. Maybe a book that I could enjoy. That the children could enjoy as well. What is an aspect of rewilding you really want to improve or learn more about? Currently, I'm really into learning more about foraging, specifically native plants and their medicinal uses, although I would really be interested in learning more about tool making. I find that quite fascinating as well. Number 7, what is one part of natural movement you're trying to improve for yourself? Lots of them, but currently my main would be I'm trying so hard to build the motivation to get back into doing cold exposure. Before winter, I was very religious about doing cold exposure every day, and then winter came and I just could not face it, and I'm struggling to get back there. Number 8, you've suddenly found yourself 20,000 years ago living in a small band hunter-gatherer group. Without saying why, what do you find most challenging and least challenging? Most challenging would be I've gone by myself and I don't have my family or my friends with me. The least challenging, I think just the way of life I would find easier. It's slower, it's a bit more simple. You're just focusing on the basic necessities of life, which I would like a lot. Number 9. What is your favourite medium to learn through? A physical book, reading on a screen, listening to an audiobook, watching a video or other? I love books. I love a physical book. In my current season of life with 3 small children, it's not always possible. So at the moment, audiobooks or podcasts seem to be a favourite for me. Number 10, in no more than 20 words, what do you see happening globally over the next 200 years? Well, this is a loaded question, isn't it? Civilization would be very different. Is it positive or negative, the difference? I'm unsure. I don't know if that's 20 words, but those are my thoughts. It will be different. Will it be better? Will it be good? Will it be bad? I don't know. I guess time will tell, and unfortunately we won't be here to see that, but that is all. Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can join the discussions on our Facebook and Instagram pages. To hear more, subscribe for free on the podcast app on your smartphone. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and all of your favorite podcast platforms. If you would like to offer feedback or suggest a guest, email us at untaming.podcast@gmail.com.